Pure coal oil for the Rofim by the Rosh Hashiva to the Refoil Society, Zion Nisan Heitov Shemem Zion, April 5th, 1987, on Sunday night, and the union of Hechos Pesach for Rofim.
There's so much to discuss in connection with meditations on Pesach, but I think that the basic inyan is the inyan Nifsul Machila Skelef and Chometz in Zeya and Nifsul Machila Sodom Chometz Nukshe and Shaliki Derachilosom. These are the basic shilas in medications. Now, usually in medication is Shaliki Derachilosom. Usually. Sometimes it's not Shaliki Derachilosom, but usually Shaliki Derachilosom, it's not enjoyable. Then, many times, so it's Nifsul Machila Skelef. Sometimes the medication might be not Nifsul Machila Skelef, it might still be fit for animal consumption, but it's Nifsul Machila Solo. And sometimes a certain medication is what is called Chometz Nukshe. Chometz Nukshe, what is Chometz Nukshe? Chometz Nukshe by definition means that at the time it was Nischametz, it was not really Rov Lachil. At the very outset, it was Nukshe. But if at the time the Chimutz takes place, when it fermented, it was very enjoyable. And then it became Nukshe, then it's not Chometz Nukshe. Then it's Chometz Chometz. By definition, Chometz Nukshe means that it was Nukshe, not really Rov Achile, not really edible. I mean, I say not really edible. I don't say not edible. Because in order to be Chometz Nukshe, it doesn't have to be completely inedible. Even if it is edible, but only al diatchak, the person doesn't have anything else, he'll eat it. But if there is anything else, he will not eat it. It's also Chometz Nukshe. Provided that at the chimutz, at the time of the chimutz, it was already Nukshe. But if at the time of the chimutz, it wasn't Nukshe, and it became Nukshe later on, then it's not Chometz Nukshe. Then it has to be considered from the point of view of Nevelo Shino Yeligea, whether Kol Nevelo, any Kol Nevelo, whether this halacha applies to Chometz or doesn't apply to Chometz, it's not a question. But the shaila of Chometz Nukshe, on one hand, in Chometz Nukshe there is a bikule, that even if it's only Ochel, Lachil al diatchak, it's still called Chometz Nukshe, as long as it's not mamish or lachil. Mamish or lachil means when it's edible. When a person, an average person will eat it, even if there is something else. But if a person will not eat it, unless there's nothing else to eat, so what you can do, I mean, stop, so leave that. Then it's still Chometz Nukshe. But, so that's Ikule. But then there is a Chumre in Chometz Nukshe. By definition, Chometz Nukshe is only if it is Nukshe at the time of the Chimutz. But if at the time of the Chimutz, when it becomes Chometz, it's very enjoyable. Then a day later, it was lying, let's say, in a hot temperature, and it became Nukshe, not really Rov Achil. So then it's not Chometz Nukshe. But if it's Nifsul Machila Sodom altogether, then it has to be considered from the point of view of Nevelo Shino Yeligea, whether the halacha of Nevelo Shino Yeligea applies, Nevelo Shino Yeligea doesn't apply. If it became so putrid as a result of staying in hot temperature that it's even Nifsul Machila Skelef, so then certainly it becomes So it's not the Isa Chometz is Boka. The Isa Chometz is Boka. But as far as the Isa of Chometz Nukshe per se is concerned, that depends upon the fact that at the time of the Chimutz it was Nukshe. So if at the time of the Chimutz, at the very outset, it was not really Rol Achille, then it's Chometz Nukshe. Now, what is the status of Chometz Nukshe? Is Chometz Nukshe Oseh, is Chometz Nukshe Muter, is it Osam Dereise, is it Osam Derabonon, is there Malkes, is there Kores? So, of course, definitely no Kores. That goes without saying. As to whether there is Malkes, is the Machlekes between Reb Meir and the Chacham. Reb Meir, beginning of Eleibri. So Reb Meir says that there is Malkes because Kol Machmetes lo yisechelo. So we are marbe from Kol Machmetes, we are marbe Chometz Nukshe. So it's only a Ribu Ligabe Malkes, but Kores there isn't for Chometz Nukshe. That goes without saying. There is no Kores for Chometz Nukshe. According to Reb Meir, there is Malkes. According to Chachomim, there is no Malkes. How do we pass? How do we pass? And so there are three shittes rishim. The Valamoyer and the Raived, they pass like Reb Meir. Why do they pass like Reb Meir? Mechadisi, Yochid, the Rabbim, the Alochid, the Rabbim. So the answer is, because the Stam Mishneh in Ilo Evri mentions three different types of Chometz Nukshe. First Mishneh. In Eleivrim, Eleivrim, Pesach, Kusach HaBavli, Shechar HaModi, Chemetz HaAdumi, Vizesem HaMitzvah. Four meaning. So these four meaning represent Taruves Chometz. In other words, it's not Nukshe, it's very enjoyable, but it's not Chometz Ve'et. It's Taruves Chometz. In other words, Taruves Chometz means there is Rov, not Chometz. Rov, not Chometz. But the Chometz, even though it's a meal, it still gives it time. So that's Taruves Chometz. So the Mishnah says, Kusach HaBavli, Sheikh HaRamodi, Chemetz HaDeini, Vizesem HaMitzvah. Then the Mishnah mentions three types of Chometz Nukshe. Zumen shall tzavoy, so that's not so. In other words, that this is zumen shall tzavoy is a certain dye that is made from chometz. In other words, grain is soaked in water, and the time it ferments, it's not really edible, but only al de'atchak. And then another type of chometz nukshe that the Mishnah mentions is amilon shel tabochim, that is tvor, choyvi or shlish. So then we put it in water, so then it is used to absorb the foam of the gdeya. In other words, people, those who cook tapshil, they don't want that there should be an abundance of foam, so they put it on the top of the pot to absorb the foam. So that's a milon shel tavoch. Kulon shel seifrim is a glue. Again, you take grain and you put it in water, in the fluid, and then you make a glue out of it. But that kind of glue is not like the glue we use today. The glue we use today is probably not only, it's only whole achil al de'atchak, it's probably nifsum achil eskelef too. But that glue, bizman chazal, the kulin shel seifrim, was possible. In other words, when a person was hungry, very hungry, and he didn't have anything else, he would eat that too. So that's Chometz Nukshe. So according to Rav Lezer, there is Malkes, kol machmetzes lo yisachelu, so is marbe, chomitz nukshi. And the kontrach hachomi, not marbe chomitz nukshi. How do we pass? So that which this rishin. The Balamoyer here on this gemishne, he paskens, like Hamei, because Yochid Ram Alochek Rabin, but the Stam Mishne is that there is even mi Pesach, so that means there is Malkes. So the Balamoyer and the Ravid both pasken like Hamea. And the Ramban, he doesn't pasken like Hamea, but Ramban says that from the Rif it appears that he paskens like Hamea. That for Chomet Snukshe there is Malkes and Reis. Then the Shita of the Miri is unique. The Shita of the Miri is that we don't pasken like Hamea. Yochid Rav Maloche Krab. But even according to the Chachomim, so there is a Nisal Reis. Because the Chachomim are also made that when the Torah says, Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisachelu, so the Kol is Mar Be'id Mohammed Tznukshi. But according to the Chachomim, so the Pshutishal Mikro of Kol Machmetzes has reference to Chometz Gomu, not Chometz Tznukshi. But we learn out to the Mishat Yandreshen then from Kol that Chometz Tznukshi is also Osa. So Mele Malkes there is, Mashenkin, according to Rameya. So Kol Machmetzes is not only that we are Marbe. The Kol Machmetzes implies that Chometz Nukshe comes within the judicial mikro. So Mele, there is Malkes holds. That's the Shita of the Miri, and perhaps a certain Teisves is also like the Miri, but the Miri spells out that Shita. Then the Shita of most Rishayim is that we pasken in the Ramban himself. The Ramban in the Rif says that the Rif Shita is that we pasken like Ramea, but Ramban himself, he says we pasken like the Chachomim, so Mimele we don't darshan Kol Machmetzes, and not like the Miri says, we don't darshan in the sense to the extent that he should be considered as judicial mikro, and the Ika Lav has reference to Chometz Nukshe. But we don't darshan, so really it's not even Osam the Reise, but Chometz Nukshe is only Osam the Rabbah. And the Mogen Avraham and the Gros say that that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Mechaber and Ramo. And that's the Shita of Moshe Rishon. And Ramban, the Ritva, the Ro, so there's a Shita of Moshe Rosheni, and this is assumed to be the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Mechaber Rav. So we have three Shitas in regard to Chometz Nukshe. That's Chometz Nukshe. But Chometz Nukshe, on one hand, has the Kule, that even if it's Rol Achil al the Atrak, so it's still Chometz Nukshe. On the other hand, it has the Chumre, that by definition, Chometz Nukshe is only Shayach. If at the time of the chimutz it was nukshe, but if at the outset it wasn't nukshe, it was really rol achile. And then because it was standing, let's say, in a hot temperature, so it became a little putrid, and it's not rol achile el al the atrak, so then it's considered like chometz gom. This is in respect to chometz nukshe. Now, how about Nifsel Machilas Kelef? Nifsel Machilas Kelef is definitely the Shem Chomes is Poka, because that's a aloche in Kolatir Kul, that if something is Nifsel Machilas Kelef, so the Shem Eichel is Poka. It's not Nitamei to Metzokli, nothing, it's not an Eichel anymore. So Mele, if it's Nifsel Machilas Kelef, so there is no Mechil of Tashbitsu, there is no Bali Roy Bali Motei, and there is no Yisra Noe. Is there an Yisra Achille? So, on that point, there is a machlekes between the Ran and the Rosh. According to the Ran, so If it's nishlam achiles galet, so there is no yisa the raisa of achile either. But the Rosh says that there is a nisa, it's mashma that there is a nisa the raisa from the Rosh. Because of achshim. If a person, true it's nishlam achiles galet, but he happens to be a very bizarre person, and he decides to eat it. Why does he eat it? Why does he eat it? Because he likes it. I mean, it's not enjoyable, but he has a different kind of a taste. So mele, vis-a-vis that person, it has a shemecho. Nifsmachel eskal doesn't have a shemecho. But if one decides to eat it, so it has a shemecho. And the pashtus is that according to Rosh, there is a nisa d'raisa. Even though some want to say in the Rosh, it's only the Rabbonon, but it's not mashma like that. With the Rabbonon, probably the Ram will also be made that there is a nisa d'Rabbonon to eat, I mean, chometz that is nifs machlas kare. So that's the machlekes between the Ram and the Rosh. But as far as Tashbisu, or Motze, Isarano is concerned, definitely, if it's Nifsum Achilas Geleb, so then there is no Isaranoia, there is no Bali Roy Bali Motze, there is no Chiyuv of Tashbisu. How about Nifsum Achilas Olam? Now, Nifsum Achilas Olam, there is Aloch in Kolatere Kule, of Nidelo. So the more in Avizore, in Chiras Daf Chof Gimel, says, Nivelo Sherhuyo Gea, Gam Nigatesha, means a human being. So Nivelo that is Rol Achila Sodom, Kor Nivelo, but if Nivelo is Nisrach, it became putrid. And it's not, it's nifsum achilas orot, even though it's still whole achilas behim or achilas galev, so then we call nevel. So we have our loche of nevel shinoruyo ligere in the call nevel. So even if it's whole achilas galev, even if it is whole achilas galev, So the question is, does that halacha? So as in so far as nifsu machilas kelev is concerned, so it's not only heter achile. Nifsu machilas kelev is machia ben shemecho ligamre. Not only gabi achile, gabi everything, gabi tumasochli. It doesn't have a shemecho, but nifsu machilas odom has a shemecho. It's only a heter with the raise because nevelo shinoruyo ligea in yikroyo nevelo. So does that apply to chometz? Chometz nukshem means it's not nifs machlas olam. Bishas hadchak, a human being will eat it. So it's not considered as nifs machlas olam. But especially halacha, if at the time of the chimut, so it was already not whole achile readily, only al diatchad, so it has a special status of chometz nukshim. But suppose it's ligamre nisrach, and it's not whole achile achilem, but it's still whole achile achilem. So there is a heter of nevilo shinikruyo ligere in kornhe. Lifluk, it should apply to chometz also. Why should chometz be different? Then kolater kule, why should chometz be more chomul? Then kolater kule, it can always surin shbeteo. Nivele and chile, it can always surin shbeteo. There is aloch and nivele, shin kule, and there is no ili gare, and kore nivele. So it should apply to chometz too. However, there is a gemar. Nile. Morei ni leivrim daf nimheyum et beis. The sixth line from the top. Ditanye, Hapashi Ipsho. If a piece of bread became putrid, Chayev Livaya. So is Mechuyev to be Livaya. Mipnei Shero, Lisei Chako, Ulchamei Bo Kamo Yisachet. Why? So the Ram and the Rosh, they say that what it mean Ipsho? Doesn't mean Ipsho. It became so putrid that it's even Ipsho Machlas Kalev. Then we don't have to resort. Then it's not Chayev Livaya. Then it's not Chayev Livaya. Then it's Potel Livaya. Even if it's possible to be Mechame Yisachayetz. If it is Nismach Laskalev. But Shemir always spoke. But the prices referenced the Pashi Ipsho, it became putrid to the extent of being Nichl Machlasolo, but not Nachlaskelev. So the Shemeir Chol is not Pona. But generally speaking, vis-a-vis all the Surim, there is Aloch and Nevelo Shinruya, Niger and Nikon Velo. But here, since it is passing, and according to the Rambam and most Rishayim, not the right, according to the Rambam and most Rishayim, so Hapashi Ipsho Chayev Livaya is reference not a special kind of pas, any bread, any pastry of chometz that became putrid, even though it's Nifsumach L'Sodom, but it's not Nifsumach L'Skelet, so it requires bio because it's considered real gear. What does real gear mean? Gear means a gatation of a human being. So in other words, it's still ruyola eligah. Why? Because even though a human being wouldn't eat this pas itself, but he'll use this pas in order to ferment other eaters. In other words, if he'll put this pas in other eaters, so that will act like yeast, and it will as a catalyst, and it will ferment other eases. So it's really there, but it's not halacha if it's misrach milachila sodom. So then in kol nevelo shein really there, it's not raw. But if it is holy, even though it's not holy in the sense of eating it itself, but it is still holy achilas ger, because with that you can ferment other rishes, and the other rishes will be eaten by human beings, and it will be enjoyable. So mimele, this past that became putrid to the extent of being rejected by human being is still considered as real achilas ger, because it's all hamibwe kamo yisachayetz. That's the pshat of the most rishayim. The Ran says it, the Rosh says it, and it's probably the pshat of most rishayim, except the right. The right, it says, that Hapashi Ipsho is Chayev Livaya, Mishrol Lisilchakol Lechame Bokam Yisachiris, has reference to a past that became so putrid that it's in Nifsul Machila Skelet. If it is only Nifsul Machila Sodom and not Nifsul Machila Skelet, so then is Chayev Livaya without recourse to the tam of Rol Lisichako Ulchami Bokam Yisachir. We have to understand it. But if it's Nifsul Machir Askelet, so then from the point of view of Kol Atire Kule, of the Nifsul Machir Askelet, the Shemichu is Boka. If the Shemichu is Boka, some Mele, some mele, there shouldn't be a nechiyuv of bio. But the Torah says, Beferesh, Moish Yudbeis, Posikters Vod. Shivas Yomim Matis Techeu. Arbayim Ovishen. Tashbisu Seya Mibotechen. Kecholechel Homid Vinichris Anefesh Ayim Yisrael. Meyim Ovishen Adyim Ashvi. So the Torah mentions explicitly that there is a chiyuv of Ashboser Tashbisu in regard to Seya. What is Seya? Seya the cheese. And Gemore in Beitze says, there is a Mishneh in Beitze. First Mishnah, the Beidam Lal. Bishama Emrim Seya Bekazayis, the Chomet Bekeis, according to Bishamai, so in regard to Seya, Seya is more Chomor than Chomet. Seya is yeast, so yeast is higher if it's Kazayis, even though it's not the Heist. But Chomet, only if you eat the Heist, which is more than kazayis. But still namely, zeb is zeb kazayis. That even chometz, you are chayev, even if you eat a kazayis, not a cases. And the Gemara says, Zayin on the dates. Bishamayim say because my time with the Bishamay in Cain. Why do Bishamay make a distinction between Seya and Kes and Chometz? That Seya Yachayev on a smaller shield, Kazayis, and Chometz Yachayev on a larger shield, Kes. My time with Bishamay in Cain with the Brachmona Chometz. The boy say. So if we have to assume that the same shear, if we still say that Fakazais, so you are higher even Chometz. Chometz is not as Chomor as Seir, because Seir is Mahmit, other Isis. Chometz, that itself is Chometz. But Chometz cannot be Mahmit, other Isis. My time will be Shabbat. In Cain, Likhtu Brahman, if we are going to say like this, that for Chomets you also have a smaller shield, why do the Torah have to mention, say altogether, Likhtu Brahman and Chomets? Then we boy say, Anu Amine Uma Chomets, 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 Koshet, because it's not Chomets, Koshet. So because I is with a smaller shield, say, Chomets, Koshet, Koshet, say, because Rahman is normally, Lima loch shuri shal zeh loy kishor tofe. Ubisir, no. The Torah has to mention Chometz and Seya. Tzrich adikos rachmoni Seya, not Chometz, ava minu mishmut chumutzi kosh. Chometz is more, Seya is more homo. Ava Chometz den chumutzi kosh eim loy. Tzrich, bikos rachmoni Chometz, mishmut roh lachile. Ava Seya sheim roh lachile, eim loy. So the Gemara says here that Seir is in Rol Achil, is Nifsel Machil. The Gemara doesn't say Nifsel Machil as what? Nifsel Machil as Sodom or Nifsel Miachilas Kele, Miachilas Vein. The Gemara doesn't say. But the Raivet assumes that Seir generally is Nifsel Machil as Kele. And when the Gemara says, Abu Seir Shem Rol Achille, it means it's Nifsel Machilas Kele. And still the Torah says in so many words, Seir Tashbisu Seir Mbotechem. But the question is, but if it's Nifsel Machilas Kele, so then it's Bokad Shameichon, it's Nifsel Tamid Mesochlin, how can there be a Chiyuv of Ashkoshim? So in other words, so Seir is an exception, was excluded from the general halacha that if snifsu machilas keller, so it's mutar is brokah the shemeichel. Seir is not the shemeichel, is not brokah, and it still requires hashbos. Some mele. This is what the Raibet says. So the Raibet says, when Gemara says here, Yehibri, Hapashi Ipsho, Chayev Livayeya, Nishol Visechakom, So the price is reference to a pass shenasis miseya, not the regular pass, nasis miseya. What does it mean? I mean, it's very strange. I mean, there is no such thing. I mean, you can't bake a pastry exclusively out of yeast. A pass has to be baked, has to be made out of dough, I mean of flour and water. I mean, you can't make impossible to bake a pass out of yeast. So what does the writer mean when he says that the price has reference to a pass that is made out of seir, not the regular pass? It means a pass that has a concentration of yeast on it. That has a concentration of yeast on it. So that kind of pass, so it has a din of seir, if it has a concentration of yeast on it, so that's a pass made out of seir. A regular piece of pass, you don't see, I mean, you buy pass, you buy bread today in a bakery, you don't see yeast. I remember in Poland as a child, certain breads, I could see particles of yeast on them because their methods were not as thorough as today. So that means, but even a pass that doesn't have a concentration of yeast, but I suppose if somebody would look at the pass through a microscope, he probably would see yeast. You see, some mele, it is possible to be mechamitzis achereis by putting into the dough a regular piece of pass. I mean, it's not that the pass itself is a catalytic agent. I mean, it's yeast. Yeast is an organism by itself. That is the catalyst. But when the other shenim would say that the price is reference not to a pass made out of yeast, but to a regular piece of pass, it means not a pass that has a concentration of yeast on it. A regular pass, like the pass today we buy. So then, microscopically, I mean, there are particles of yeast on it. So mele, if you were to put this pass into the dough, so it would also ferment the iso. Not so quickly, but it would ferment the iso, because microscopic level, they are particles of yeast. Anyway, according to the Raivet, it has referenced the pass made out of seir, partial seir, which means a pass with a concentration of visible yeast on it. That's called a pass made out of seir. So then, in respect to that kind of pass, and it's nifsu machilas keller. So why is a chayv to mivayeh? Because the Torah says tashbishu seir mivayeh, and every seir is in rol achile. And according to the Raibet, it means in rol achile, not only in rol achile, in the sense that it's nifsu machilas odom. It's nifsu machilas kelev, so it's a special girl sakosu. Mashein kein, If it will be chometz that tipshon is machlas kalev, so of course he's not mechuyev to be mevaya, because it's only exerts a kosofli gabei tseya. Then there is another price at the bottom of Daphne Haven Bates. Hapaton rabon, hapashi ipshon, if the past became putrid, the nitzlom elech lodom, vakelev yochel eichlo, imitamot masochlin vichri beitzo, vishrefes imatneo bipesach. So the halacha is that this tradition meichlo is not foka, and you have to be mivayet bipesach. So, the Rebbe says, that's of course the price spells out, Hapashi Ipsho Vinitzlo Vinitzlo. So we don't have, here the price doesn't mention, because it's all the Chame Beis Zacheres. It means, even if it's not all the Chame Beis Zacheres. So, still, we are Mechuyev to be Mevayat. This is the right. Now, I want to go over the Rambam, this is the basic Indian here that I want to discuss tonight. So I want to go over the Rambam and the Raita. In Perikalef Milchas Chometz Umatzo, Haloche Beitz. Haloche Aleph and Haloche Beitz. Haloche Aleph. Koleichel Kazayis Chometz V'Pesach Mitchilas Leil Chamish Osor Atzir Kulmechot V'Esrim Benisen V'Mezit Chayv Koretz. שנאמר ככל איכו חומץ מן יחיסו, בשגי חייב קום חטוס תבואו, איך עוד איכיל ואיך עוד הממחה בשייסה, והחומץ בפסח עושה בנו, כשנאמר יאכיל איכו חומץ לי ביתר אחילה, והמילי החומץ ברשוסי בפסח הרופי של יאכלי, איבר בשני לב, שנאמר לי רואי לחוסי ובכל ברוכו ונמסי ללמוד לבתיכם, ואיסר החומץ ואיסר הסייר של בי מחמיצים, Echot. Now, there's the Rambam. So the Rebbe says like this. Kosa Baraydeza. Daf keli shiurein. The Rambam says, Yisra Chomet. Vi Yisra Seyo Shebri Machmit in Echot. So that's only ligabe di shiurein. Say, Kazayis. Because we passed to like this year. So, according to this year, so there is no difference in the shiur of Seir and the shiur of Chometz, Kazayis, not Kisvis and Chometz. But, Elo, Kos Barai Bezal, Davke Lishureye, Avo Linyin, Bio, Linyin Achille, Yishefaz Bnei. I'm reading it the way it's written here, because Mishnah makes a correction. But right now I'm reading it the way it's written here in the text. Linyin Achille, Yishefaz Bnei. שהחומץ אם נפסל מאכלס כלב אין זוקוק לבית. חומץ אם נפסל מאכלס כלב אין זוקוק לבית. והשעיר אף על פי שהוא נפסל חייב לבית. לפי שהוא ראו ניסח כאילו לחמץ בי. כמו איזס. מה שאין כחומץ? So, חומץ per se is not ראו לחמץ בי איסח. It's true that if you take a piece of chometz, and you put it in other pieces, so it will ferment the iser. So that's not because of the chometz, because even if we don't see any particles of iser, microscopically they are particles of yeast on that piece of bread. So it is the seir in final analysis that ferments the iser, not the chometz. Some melee only seir has the capacity to ferment, to act as a catalyst and ferment the iser. Some melee, and since the Torah says that means that the aloch of this machlas kelev, so smuter and spoken shemeichel doesn't apply to seir. So shachomet. ומין אחילה ישף לזריה, שהחומץ אם נפסל מאכילה שכלב, אין זוקוק לבייה. והשעיר אף על פי שהוא נפסל חייב לבייה, לפי שהוא ראו ניסחקי ולחמת די כמו איסס. אלו אם כן ירדי לישיבה ותוך פונות ביתית, In other words, the Braise says, Dr. May, suppose he takes a big lump of yeast in, he smears it around with plaster, and then he makes it into a chair. So it hardened yeast. So then there is no tashbis, because then it doesn't even have the tzura from it. So, umash shonu b'tisefte hapas sheyipsho chayef lefaer mipnei shuro v'sachko. The tisefte in Beitze, in the first perek, says that mau seir means that it is nifshel machlaskar. So that there is a b'firash tisefte like the right. ומה ששונו בתיספתי, הפה שאיפשו חייף לפאר, מפני שאורו ניסח כו, בפה של סייר קומה, די בחומץ, לא יוצורך לזה אתה. The expression here, there's another girlson right also, but that's the girlson that the fish had, that we had. So, בפה של סייר קומה, די בחומץ, לא יוצורך לזה אתה. So, the fish explained that, so the partial seir koma, that means partial seir and nifshel machlas kelet. So then, if not for the fact that it's all misachar beyisus achiris, so it wouldn't have the chimer of seir. So, but, because di bechometz, because if you are going to say that as the other Rishonim explained, that it is referenced, the Sefer is referenced to Chometz, and not Nifshel Machilas Kelet, but only Nifshel Machilas Odom, so then we don't have to resort to Rol L'Chame B'Yisus Achiris, without recourse to Rol L'Chame B'Yisus Achiris, so we are mechuyev to revile it. Why? So the Ran and the Rosh say, no, without recourse to all the Chambis Lacheret, then it wouldn't be Mechuyet in the Vayet, because of the Aloch and the Velosh in the Royal Gear in the Koran Vela. But because of all the Chambis Lacheret, so the Aloch of the Velosh in the Royal Gear in the Koran Vela doesn't apply. But the Ravid says, no, even without recourse to the Aloch of the Velosh in the Royal Gear in the Koran Vela. So if it's just Nifshel Machlas Sodom, so then, it's chayev bebiyul anyway. It's chayev bebiyul anyway. But why shouldn't we apply the aloche of nevelosh in the royal legea in the corner? So bishlem according to Ram the Rosh, because it's all chambis zachirei, so it has the same din as here. Hey, it has the same din as here. But according to the Raive, so why does he say, without recourse to all the Chambis Zachiris, if it's only Nifshel Machilas Sodom, so we would be mechuyev to Mivayah. So there is a remarkable simen in Achiezer Achilik Ginu, simen A, and curiously, the same thing that Chaneser says in Achiezer Achilik Ginu, simen A, so the Macheshe says in simen Dal. They both say the same thing, Mamri the same thing. So Rav Chaneser says as follows, that insofar as the mitzvah of Tashbisu is concerned, or insofar as the Yevoye Balmi Motzi is concerned, so then it doesn't depend upon the Shemich. It doesn't depend upon the so then it doesn't depend upon the Isur Achille, not that it doesn't depend upon the Shemichu altogether, but I mean it doesn't depend upon Isur Achille. Even if it is an Echo, that is not Osav Achille, but it's still Shayach that is Mechuyev in Tashbis. So Mele, the whole Deras HaKosuf of Nevela Shemehuyo Ligea, there is a difference, there is a basic distinction between the Aloch of Nifshel Machlas Kelev and the Nevelosh in the Royal Gear in Cornwall. Nitzelmachler's Derek is not only Ptur, a heterachil. Nitzelmachler's Derek is Afkoyer de Shaneichel. Ligamba. Mashaink in the village in a real year where it's not Nitzelmachler's Derek, but it's Nitzelmachler's Sodom, so it's Vitami to Masoch. But, it's not Osel, there is no Malkes, there is no Yisar of Nehel, and it applies to only Surachil. So it's not a Koyov Shemichel Ligam. It's only a Ptur and the Heter, and the Yisar, it's a Koyov the Yisar Achille, but not of the Shemichel Ligam. So, the Mele vis-a-vis Tashbisu, and Balivoy Balimotze, we don't, that is not based upon the Yisrachil. That's the Pshat in the Raibit. The Raibit says that insofar as the Yisro Balihoi Balimotzi is concerned, and insofar as the Mitzvah Tashbisu is concerned, so if a Das Chometz, not here, it was Nitzel Machila Sodom, so without recourse to the town of all the Chamed Yisis Achilles, it's high to be on the Raisa, because Meichet is not. Why? If it's Nitzel Machila's Keleb, so then it's Afkoy of the Shemeich Oligamre. If it's Afkoy of the Shemeich Oligamre, so there's no Tashbish, there is no Balioi Balimotze. The Tashbish Balioi Balimotze applies to Chomes, that is an Eichel, that is a Shemeichel. It doesn't apply to Ofo. So Menele, if it's Nismachres Kaleb, so it's like Ofo. The Shemeichel is Chok Aligamre. But if it's this Nachlas Hoda and not Nachlas Kaleb, then the Shemeichel it has. Boraye, it's Mikabel to Mesochel. It's Mikabel to Mesochel. But it's Afkoye of the Yisar. Afkoye of the Yisar Achille. All right, it's Afkoye of the Yisar Achille in Ochaname. But as far as Tashbisho and Balihoye Balimotzi is concerned, so there is no Afkoye. So that's why the Rebbe says, "Bibashel seya koma, vibe chometz lo yitzorich lozeata." Then the Gezef Mishneh will soon go over the Russian pit, which is inside. The Gezef Mishneh makes a correction in the Rebbe. The Rebbe in our text reads, "Kos v'Rebbe zal davke lishul reyen, avu min bio min achile yishepres b'neim." So he is giving us like this, "Kos v'Rebbe zal davke lishul reyen, ulinyan achile, avu linyan bio yishepres b'neim." Davke, now let's go over the Loshen. The Kesef Mishneh inside. The Yisair. The Yisair Achometz, Mishum Gabi Bio Riflige, Bishamai Bisilel, Avalin Achille, Kulal Medik, the Yisair Perishion, Mishroche Kosparambam, the Yisair Achometz, Mishir Achot, Gabi Bio, the Yisair Achometz, 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 מושוסס עתירו כדיסי בראשון ובוזן יחלים לא מוקוס אפילו ירואי את גביסיר שום מאוחר ומקוס אפילו ירואי לו חומץ יוטיל ומשהו חומץ ומשהו אי וסייע נקבויה בראשון תת חומץ חוז לאחילה וסויע סייע וחוז לאחילה וצריך לו מכתב אי כניזוס קוס אפילו מגניש בסוגס אומר אברום דווקא לשרי אבל אם ביו אין אחילה the Efsher, so the Magid Mishneh quotes the Loshen of the Rebbe, the way it appears in our text, Davke Lishul Reyen, Avoli, Biro Ninachile, Yishefer Gneyen. So the Mishneh says, the Efsher, she al Loshen Lechubon. It's an incorrect expression. There's a Toy Sefer. The Hobe Rishontev means Beitzim Sakas Beitze, and Vinon, the Lachile, Meidin, Vishamai, Vishovimei. As a matter of fact, it's a little strange discussion by the Kesemishna. He says the Loshen is not Mechuban. Because the Rebbe says, according to the Gils in our text, Avolim Bio Yenachile Sedavke Lishore Avolim Bio Yenachile Yeshefras Benen. How can the Rebbe say that in respect to Achile there is a difference between Seir and Chometz, when the Gemara says Bifeiresh, that Liin Yenachile, so it shove. Now let's see Loshen HaGemara, he went over before. So the Gemara, then the Gemara, no. Gemara says here, Bishamai, Lesley. Now, Omar Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanine, Machlei Kesliyim Bio. Avoli in Achille, Divrehatil Zevi Zevi Kazayis. So, All that the Gemara says, the Rabbeis Bachanina says, that the machleket between Shama and Yisrael is in respect to Bil. So, according to Bishamai, so a kazayis of chometz is not chayim tashbisu. Only kesves of chometz is chayim tashbisu. But if somebody has just a kazayis of chometz, he's not mechuyev to buy him the rice, the chometz. According to Bishilel, even if he has just a kazayis of chometz, he's mechuyev the rice to buy him the chometz. Avol in achile kule so avol achile diver hakel zeb zeb kazayis, but in respect to achile, so bishama is also made that even if somebody eats only kazayis of chometz, will be chayv kores, will be chayv malkes. So all that Gemara says is that in so far is the machlekes between Bishama and Bisila in regard to his shio is concerned, Bishama is saying that chometz requires a shio of kesves, and Bisila says that the kazai is shio of kazais is enough. So that machlekes is in respect to the chiyuv of bio, but in respect to the chiyuv malkes, the chiyuv kores for chometz, so even Bishama will be made that if one eats only kazayis of chometz, it will be chayv kores chayv malkes. That's all that the Gemara says. But the Mishnah is nidayik from that lashon, since avol in achile kol alma klir, that means that in general, insofar as achile is concerned, there is no difference between, even according to Bishama, there is no difference between chometz and seir. So how can the rabbi say that in biro in achili shefel b'neim, that chometz in order to become muter requires only nitzel? So chometz becomes muter if it's nitzel machel skelef, whereas seir doesn't become muter if it's nitzel machel skelef. And the Gemara says Avol Indian Achille, so Hakel Shovim. But the Gemara only says Hakel Shovim means so far as the Shio of Achille to the Chayim is concerned. That Kazayis is enough. The Gemara doesn't say that vis-a-vis Achille, so there is no difference between Bishama, between Seir and Chometz. That Gemara, but anyway, because the Mishnah was Medayi from the Russian Gemara, the scene the Gemara says that Nien Achille, so is Hakid Diver Hakil, Lachid Vahakil Zebiz Abkazayis. So that means that there is no difference altogether. That's strange in the Gemara. But anyway, so the Efsha Shia Losh Mechum, the Berishon Tevam Rila Achille Mei Bishamai Bishav Mei, the Lipli Yalrien Bio, vainly forished. Dikshanipsal Machila Skelet, Yeshlubneem, Dikhad Mehemi Mochle Chaye, Dirachel Mochle Potter, Dikhidin Shanipsal Machila Sakelet, Shite di Potter Oshne. So, we cannot say that where it's Nipsal Machila Skelet, let's Nipsal Machila Skelet. So then, according to the Raibet, there is a difference between Seir and Chometz. That Seir, if it's Nifsal Machilas Kalev, even if it's Nifsal Machilas Kalev, but if he eats it, he's Chayv Kores. But Chometz, if it's Nifsal Machilas Kalev, he's not Chayv Kores. So because the Chimush in Nifsal Machilas Kalev, Pshita di Potter al Shnei. So that's a big Chiddush. Meaning the Achiezer discussed it. So the Mishnah says that even according to the Raibet says that there is a basic difference between Seir and Chometz in the case of Nipsel Machilas Kelev. So by Seir Nipsel Machilas Kelev is Chayev, Osa Chayev, and by Chometz, it's poter, it's muter. I'm talking on the rice level, so the kesef nisht. So the rive doesn't mean in regard to achille there is a difference. No, in regard to achille, so just as he's poter by chometz lifts machlas kalev, so he's poter by seir also lifts machlas kalev. But how can his Mishnah say that when the Rebbe mentions a Beferesh Tisefte that Seir applies even to Nifsu Machas Kalev? So that's a kasha. All right. So he says, the Evgam, the daily forage of Nifsu Machas Kalev Yishru Bnei, the Chadmeh Moch Lechai Vachem Moch Lepoter, the Chidmeh Nifsu Machas Kalev Chita the Poter Al Shnei, the Gamein Lein Ma the Chadmeh Moch Lechai in Nifsu Machas Kalev. V'acha muter, kibim shenifsal, v'heim naya tishred, v'chol chad naya yigetzat kule v'chum rek nisim v'shodet. V'fichoch nira li lagia davke lishoreen, ulachile. Avolin, so then, lishoreen ulachile, so then it's the same. Chomes and tzeya. Avolin in bio yeshefer v'neem, kelema v'shi o shneem shodel chodovo, kibisilel. Ochal meizeme in the lips of Chayim. So, the loy nipsal, so is Chayim. The nipsal, in other words, in loy nipsal, meachilas kalev, so is Chayim. The nipsal, so is Potter. If it's nipsal meachilas kalev, is Potter. Avol in bio yeshepret. Usfiro le'arayve de'chometz in yirou nisachki ulechamke Fein kosaf ram Ve'odvorov de'praise li'paseya Di'i de'chometz nifsel vado lo yotzorich lo ze'atam Di'mashma ad'mitay ma'achin le'mitza We cannot say that ha'pashe yipsho So yishchayev le'vayeya because ro lechamke is zacheres But otherwise, if not for the time of ro lechamke is zacheres He wouldn't be mechayev mevayer. No, he would be mechuyev to mevayer anyway if it's only nifsal machlas kalev. So we have to say that it is reference to the case of nifsal machlas kalev. And by pasheya, because by pas of chometz, nifsal machlas kalev, so he's certainly not mechuyev to mevayer. Ustiro arrived the chometz in Rul Sakhlacham, the Chimpas Ram. Ve'odvorov de'praise paseya de'chometz nifsal v'lo yitzorech latam de'mashma de'mitay ma'achrinim mitzavoleseh ela k'shemaske chometz le'isure v'adai she'akavone boy shelo nipsal me'achilas kalev v'chein yireika shel perek le'ivrim tanye v'im kein praise de'apashe yipsho chayev l'vayah v'shelo nipsal lo yitzor from achilas kalev kol zehu atzoras Habraises v'yishuvan v'hechle v'arambam yor. Anyway, so the Achiezer in Chilgim Simen Hei, he explains it as follows, the Raivich. He explains it in a very remarkable way. He said as follows. The Raivich is not like the Ram and the Rosh, that the halacha of Nivelo Shemuyo Ligea in the Kol Nivelo doesn't apply, so does the is does not apply to Chometz. The halacha of Nivelo Shein Yehui Oligea in the Koron Nivelo applies to Chometz also. It applies to Chometz also. But it doesn't apply to Ligabi the Mitzvah of Tashbisu and Balirui Balimotzi. Because the halacha of Nivelo Shein Yehui Oligea in the Koron Nivelo, unlike the halacha of Nifsi Machlas Kalev, which implies that there is a hafkoye of the chalei shemeichol. So Nivele Shinoi Gel is not a hafkoye of the shemeichol. It's only a hafkoye of Yisar Achille. So vis-a-vis Yisar Achille, all right? So Mele, Gabichom Tzdu. But vis-a-vis the chiyuch of Tashbisu and Bal Yiroi Bal Yimotze, that's not Polish. Is not tolling the Yisrachile, it's tolling the Shemeichel. So of course, if the Shemeichel is Boka, So then there is no Tashbisu and there is no Balboi Balimotzi. But Livsmachla, so the not Livsmachla Skelet, so the Shemecho is not Poka. Nivelo Shemeruli Gelen, he called Nivelo, doesn't mean that the Shemecho is Poka. There is no Isa Nivelo. So there is no Isa Chomets Achille. There is no Isa Achille. So there is no Isa Achille of Chomets. But Ishem Chomets it has. If Hashem Chomets it has, so mele the love of Balroi Balimotze applies, and the mitzvah of Tashbisu mit der Reise, the mitzvah of Tashbisu applies mit der Reise. And, but insofar as the Yisar Achille of Chomets is concerned, so in the name, if it's Ligamre, Nifsel Machil Sodom, so then there is no Yisar Achille mit der Reise. There is no Yisar Achille mit der Reise. So, but there is Bal Yeroi Bal Yimotzei. But if it's Nifsel Machil Askelev, so then the Shemeichel is Boka. So then it's a Koye of the Chiyuv of Tashbisu and of the Rav of Bal Yeroi Bal Yimotzei. But vis-a-vis a pas Shenasis Miseya, since the Torah says Beferesh, Tashbisu Seyum Goteichem, and by Seir, so it's Nifsel Machil Askele, because the Gemara in Beit says that Seir is in all Achille, and it's Nifsel, and it comes derived, it means it's Nifsel Machil Askele, so that means that Haloche, that Nifsel Machil Askele is Matkia, the Shemeicholi Gamre, doesn't apply to Seir. Seir is excluded from that Haloche, that Nifsel Machilas Kelev is a koye of the Shemek. Now, the kasha that is raised by everybody, the Go in Shkanor Cherachayim, Simon Tokmanvei. Now, how do we pass? How do the Poskim pass? Like the Rambam? Or like the Ravid? Most Rishonim agree with the Rambam that when the Gemara says that Hapashi Yipsho, so Chai Levayam, to all the Chamu Beis Zachiris, so it is reference not to a pass that is made from Seir, but a regular pass. So why is it Chai Lebiyo? Because without the Talmud, all the Chambis Zachiris, we would apply the Aloch of Nevi'u Shinu Ligea, as the Ran says, the Rosh says. But the Raiva says, no, it has reference to past that is made out of Seir. So, all the Achrein in the Poskim, they pass like the Rambam. The Prichodosh and the Groh, the Prichodosh says so explicitly, that the Aloch is like the Rambam, because the Septim Beitzes says in so many words, that is Ehu Seir, Shenipsel Machil Askelet. So we see from that Tisefte that when the Morin Beitzes said Seir in Rol Achille, it doesn't mean Rol Achille in the sense of Nifsel Machil Askelet. It's more than that. It's in Nifsel Machil Askelet. So Mele, the Prichodosh and the Groi, it appears, passed like the Rambam, like the Raivet. And the Morin Avrom and the other Poskim, they passed like the Rambam, which is the Shita Mos. Now let's see, in Simon Tokman Beit. Simon Tokman Beit, Siftes. Chomeis shenisameis shenisapeis kidens manisurei v'nifzal ma'achilas akelet oish sofe be'ish kidens mani v'necha hachin rol mikelet oish yirde li yishive v'toches itit muta li kaimei v'pesn. V'dat, so the cross says, v'das arrived Seir Leilom Chayv Levaya, Uch Mishikosuk Biyontev, this Misachas Beise, Zaino Beis, Avokiv Seir, Girsus Araived, Paseir Vin Aloche Kavshin Elozo, Vichol Zayish Litchis, Dimaira shall we leave Salech of Kelly. Avo be disefte, be dia more shom, say a mechamitz a herin, homage and his hamis machir. What's the difference between homage and seir? Homage means fermented grain, it was his hamis machir, and seir the cheese, this is the fermenter. Meimis I koru seir, mishei posel melech el kelle. Vain shom rein. So it appears that the grove, just like the prichodosh, they are machriya like the raivet. So in other words, according to the raivet, we had one kumbay. Said, let's say, in regard to medications, so many, many medications, and perhaps, I don't know, I'm not knowledgeable, perhaps most drugs are even nifsu machilas kelle. But nifsu machilas kelle, so then certainly should be with them for a chile. So if it only involves an Isra Rabbanon, so for a chile, in the sakone, so it's muta. But there is one chumra, according to the Raide Chite, so by seir, there is a loch, that even the loch of nifsu machilas kelle doesn't apply. Because the Raibet mentions that he's sefte, that says, Izeu seir, shen yifsu machilas kelev. And the Torah says, Tajbisu seir mboteichem. So that means that seir was excluded from the application of the general aloche, that yifsu machilas kelev, so the shemeichu is boka. Because every seir is yifsu machilas kelev. So that means if a certain medication is made from seir, from yeast, then if the heter of nifsu machilas kelev doesn't apply. Now I know, that much I know, that one of the sources of vitamin D is yeast. There are other sources, but one of the sources of vitamin D is yeast. Now yeast, so even if it's nifsu machilas kelev, it wouldn't apply. According to the Raibet, that's how it appears, the heter of this machilas kelev, because every seir is this machilas kelev. But the question is, according to the kashin is against the Rambam, that's really what the Goyen means, that the sectics is explicitly Neged Rambam. The Rambam, the Rosh, the Ran, most of them, they say that the heter of this machilas kelev applies to seir too. How about the Gemara in Beitze, seir in all achilas? So that means in all achilas odom, but achilas beima, yes. But the Sefte says in so many words that seir is nifsu machilas kelev. That kashi is mentioned by all the pasuk. It's remarkable that the Yosameach and the Mishneh Berurah in Simen Tov Mem Beis Sif Tes give the same time. It's very remarkable. I mean that the Mishneh Berurah and the Yosameach give the same teretz, and the Mishneh Berurah doesn't mention it in the name of the Yosameach. That means that the Mishneh Berurah didn't know that the Yosameach says it, because the Mishneh Berurah was written long before the Yosameach. If the Chofetz Chaim had heard it in the name of Yosameach, he would have mentioned it. Because the Mishneh Berurah mentions a number of times many things in the name of Rabbi Yosameach. So they both give the same parts. Now let's see. Yosameach, I don't have it yet. The Mishneh Berurah, I have it yet. And the Yosameach says, mamish the same thing. As if one had heard it from the other. Siftes, simen tofnen vei siftes. Chomechen yisapish gidim zman yisurei vinifsal meachilas hakelev vishisofe veish gidim zmani vinechach. Achin rolling kelev is near the yeshiva, the tocho is a bitit, mutali kaini pesach. Da di das arrived mir aloch di bi sehr heil mit bei a few in sapis a chnip sam ach das kale und das ramba mein khale gesehen weil die magnischne die gesetzmischne schrio la aloch di das ramba wir kein hätte kam noch mehr vor but weil die prichodisch war gro שי ביו סאדלי די ורייבט, שזה מגנישן כזאת משנה דמוגה פרום, די אהום מחי על הגרמבה, מטל הרייבט, שוי שזרוס על השיטה על דרן הדרוש, ואתה פריחודו של נקרוא, די המחי על הגרייבט, בקוזו ודיסף. שי ביו סאד, לדיברי הרייבט, ודיסף די בעצם פריקלת, די יישא, שום, דיסאו נקרא משי פוסל אחרי הסקלת. והפריחודו שחי המכיר זה דהלוך הקראי והנה וכי ראותי הגדיל על הרמב״ם מתספת זו אוכל ואני הזדהיתי ישלימה נסביר לי לרמב״ם וחולים לי משיטוסי משיקוסף הקסמישנה המין חמיזה נחייזה he doesn't mention it in the name of the ישמח at all he just mentioned the משנבורה but he praises משבח it very much הסבירו הרמב״ם בכל האינדים משיטוסק משיקוסף הכסף משנשון ואף דחיבו התירו לסייר אף שניפסל מאכיל הסגלב היינה כשניפסל מחמס חימוצי שמסחמיס כל כך עד שנראו להכיל לאף לכלב ושמוזר לו נחשב כאופו והווה כדובו חומץ ששופחו בסייכי דובו חרב בייסר וניוכי לאכל מחמס חיפוסי דאבו זה להיבוטל ממנו שמיך אבו למעשה נסקלקל כל כך עד שנראו מכלב מחמס פושי שאף אם לא היו נחמס כל כך גם כן לא יראו מכלב מחמס שנספש ונפסד שפר יש לימרד אם זהו נחשב כאופו וכמי שכוסף הריד ולכך אם נספש עד שנפסד מאכיל הסקלב ונחי ביורי משודה בכאופו ועל כל חוכמה לי החומץ נעשה אופו, הוא יעשה נעשה אופו. ובייסר מזה מוצוסי בכסף משנה שום בפרק א' וחומץ ומעצה שכוסף דאף לדעס הרייבד אם ניפסל עשה מאכיל הסקלב יספוט על החלוסי. He says he אפשר לימה that the פשט in the רייבד is that there is a difference between סייר and חומץ because if one eats Seir that is nifsal machil haskelev, yeast is nifsal machil haskelev, so is chayev. And if he eats, chomis nifsal machil haskelev is potter, because he said over poshut that even Seir that is nifsal machil haskelev, the rayvet will be made if one eats it, he's potter. He's potter of kores, he's potter of malkis. So because of that, he changes the girse in the rayvet. Instead, that it is written here in the text, Daftel Yishurein, Avo Yinbiro Yinachile Yishefres, so his gear is Daftel Yishurein or Yinachile, Avo Yinbiro Yishefres. But Yinachile, there is no Efres. So even the Raivet says that. So the question is, but ביישם זה מוצוסים כזאת מישתי שום פרק הולף מחומש ומעצור שכוסף דף לדעת הרייבט אם נפסל עשיר מאכיל הסקלב פוטר על החלוסי והנה חייב חד ביורי משום דירו לחמי בו איס סחיריס והנה הפרניגודים נישה בצורכי ונעובות מתיסת תנאו ופתבורנו הנאו מיכה דהיכה דנירו לכלב מחמסי פושי לא יחייבתי עתירו ורק לנביאו ספיר להרעד את החיים. Alright, and the Yosemite says exactly the same thing. So in other words, that means according to what the Bira Aloha says. And the Yosemite says, so the heter of Nifsal Machil Haskelev can apply even to Seir Tumu. Even according, I mentioned, let's say, vitamin D, one of the sources of vitamin D is yeast. Suppose, I'm not saying, I don't know the facts, but assuming that the vitamin D is nifsal machil haskelev, So then, according to the idea, there is no Eta, even if it's Nitzel Machel Eskele. And for a Chile, he couldn't take it, unless it's Pekuach Nefesh. No, but according to what the Bira Locha says, so even the Raivet, I mean, it's not the Bira Locha, that is mentioned the Feiresh in the Raivet. So I mean, that is mentioned the Feiresh in his Mishneh, that if the Raivet would be made, that if somebody eats Seya, that his Nitzel Machel Eskele will be Potter of Chorus and of Malchus. But he is highly built, so that is mentioned before. Seir is always Nitzel Machel Eskele, so how can the Raivet say that, how can the Gezek Mishneh say that even the Raivet will be made if it's Nitzel Machel Eskele? So then he's Potter of Kores if one eats it. But every seir is Nitzel Machel Eskele. And the halacha is that if one eats seir, is chayv kores. That's in the proportion. That if one eats seir, is chayv kores. The answer is true. There is a special zerasakosu by seir that even though it's not all achilas kalev seir, so still one is chayv. But what does it mean is chayv? If he eats seir, the regular seir that is not putrid, so it's not whole achilas kelev because of the sharpness. Because it's so sharp that even a kelev will not eat it. But it's not because it's putrid that it's not nisrach. So mele, enoch name, if somebody will eat seir that is fresh and that is edible, except people don't want to eat it, and even Caleb doesn't want it. It's too strong for him. So then is Chayv Kores, because the Torah mentions Ligabi Seir, that there is a Nisar Achille Seir, and there is a Chayv Kores, and there is a Chayv Malkus. But suppose, in addition to being not whole, L'achilas kelef, on account of the sharpness, it's also putrid. And if a kelef will reject it on the score of the ipush, some mele, then the aloche of nifsel machilas kelef of kolatere kule would apply ligabe achilim according to the Raivet. And according to the Rambam, so he says, Memele, there is no kasha against the Rambam. The Raivet says that by Seir, the p'tur of this machlas kelev doesn't apply, and he mentions that tisefte, but the Rambam, and the Rambam is chelek, that he does apply. So the kasha is, what will the Rambam do with the tisefte? The answer is, true that the Sefte says that Seir is Nifshu Machel Eskele, but what the Sefte means is that Seir is Nifshu Machel Eskele Machmas Chivuse. But suppose it became Nisapesh, and it's not whole Achel Eskele, not only because of the Chivus, because it's very strong, because it's putrid, so then there is no Mitzvah of Tashbisu. There is no reason. So Mele, suppose, let's say the vitamin D is not all achille, not only because it's too sharp, and neither an odom nor an animal wants to eat something that is so sharp. But suppose, let's say, it's not all achille skelev because it's dehydrated or from other, so that's like kipush. So then it's like of a baume, so it's like kippush. So in such a case, so even the Raivet to be made that the heter of Nitzel Machel Eskele can apply to Seir. In other words, what I'm trying to point out is that it is not so that according to the Raivet The heter of Nitzel Machilas Kalev doesn't apply to yeast. It does apply to yeast. According to Reichert, it does apply to yeast insofar as the Yisrachil is concerned. Because the Gezer Mishnah says that it does apply insofar, but it doesn't apply to yeast insofar as the mitzvah of Bio is concerned. The mitzvah of Bio is concerned, and insofar as the love of Bali Hoye Bali Motzi is concerned, but insofar as the Yisra Achille and the Yisra Noi is concerned, so then the heter of Nifsum Achilles Kelev does apply. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. And as the Achiezer explains it, why is there a distinction between the Yisra Achille and the Yisra Noi on one end, and the Yisra Bali Hoye Bali Motzi and Tashbis on the other, because Bali Hoye Bali Motzi and Tashbisu do not depend upon Yisra Achille. Do not depend upon Yisra Achille. So even though the Raivet says that the heter of Nisul Machlas Kalev doesn't apply Ligabi Bio, so it doesn't apply. But Ligabi Achille, if it's Nisul Machlas Kalev, so then it's Havkoy of the Yisra Achille. It's not the meaning would be as follows. Now, on a practical level, now, I don't know anything as far as the Metzius is concerned. I don't know anything about it. But suppose there is a child. It's not the Koch Nefesh Mamish, but it's very important that a child should take a certain role. Now, if, let's say, the drug is made from yeast. The medication is made from yeast. So then there is a problem, according to the Raivet. So the heter of Nisul Machilas Kalev doesn't apply. The heter of Nisul Machilas Kalev doesn't apply. And true that most Shemim Achelik and the Raive, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Ran, but the Prechodosh and the Bore, Volta Machria, like the Raive. So then it should follow that there is no heter, let's say, to give that work to the child. That is made, the medication, that is made from yeast, from Zeya. Even if it's Nipsel, Nachias Kalev. But in a hardship situation, when it's very important to give that medication to the child, so then we can do it in the following manner. And sometimes, even if it's not Nifsumachas Kalev, so it's insofar as a child is concerned, baby is concerned, there is a way to cope with it. Somebody asked me, Shiloh, the baby has a condition that he suffers from constipation. So it's necessary to give the baby a mold syrup. That's Chomitz Galut. A mold syrup is Chomitz Galut. It's not different Machilas Galut. It's not even himself Machilas Sodom, but he's a baby. So, is there any way, and it's a hardship situation, and let's assume that it's not Pekach Nefesh Mamish. If it's Pekach Nefesh Mamish, then Shailas are no Shailas. So everything is Pekach. But let's assume that it's not Pekach Nefesh, but it's a hardship situation. It's not, Chilishim Sakoneh are also degrees. Not every Chilishim Sakoneh are the same. Sometimes there's a Chilishim Sakoneh. It's not a hardship situation. It's all right, I mean, for a week's time, we don't give the medication. Nothing. But sometimes there is a hardship situation, but it's not the government. So I think there is a solution to that. Even if it's not Nifsul Machlas Kalev, even if it's not Nifsul Machlas Kalev, if it's a baby, if it's in respect to a grown-up, who is Musa Mitzvah and his soul himself. So only if it is Machar Skelet, there is a hetar and heart situation. But vis-a-vis a baby, where he himself is Natosa, but there is a Nisa to be Misapir Yadayim. So the Nisa to be Misapir Yadayim, true, the Nisa to be Misapir Yadayim is a Nisa Varaisi. So the Nisa to be Misapir Yadayim, so the Nisa Varaisi is only when you are Misapir Yadayim. But suppose you have a maid, a Gentile maid, and you make arrangements with the Gentile maid. To make arrangement to the Gentile maid that she should give the baby, let's say that Motzirot on Pesach, because it's very important that he should take, because he suffers from a condition of constipation and there might be repercussions if the Motzirot is not given. So then it seems to me there is a way to be moderate. In other words, should arrange. First, he's not allowed to own the Motzir. There's a chiyuv of tashmis. So he should give it as a matone to the Gentile maid to before Pesach. And then he should tell the Gentile maid not to keep it, to take it to her house. But the Gentile maid should come, let's say, every day to the home of the Jew with that motzirot, and then you tell the maid before Pesach that when she comes to the baby, she should give it to the baby. So mele, since the mother doesn't give it to the baby, so it's not misapir yadayim. So it's not misapir yadayim, but if he will not give it to the maid, so they'll keep it, then they'll be. And the question is, how about suppose he's mafkir. But many poskim say, if you are mafkir and you live at your house, so maybe it's considered as if you aren't mafkir, because it's in your house, that means you want to have it. So it's really an achidus naive if you keep it now. But that's only if you are mafkir. So, and you are in a position to be zeichi. But if you give it matone to the maid, and the maid takes it to her house, but then she brings it to the house of the Jew, so then it's not chayach to say zeichi. How can it be zeichi? It belongs to a nochi. Now, here in Mishor. There is a Keset Mishneh